Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. All right, everybody. What's up? What's going on? This is your main man. This is Ryan Hodge, and this is Level Up. What's going on? Hope everybody's doing well. It's been a week since the last time we met, since the last time y'all heard me run my mouth, so I'm just glad you're back, glad to have you back again, glad you're here to listen. Hey, we're going to do some more learning today, you know how we do. I just want to say, everybody, I hope you've been prosperous, hope you changed some things in your life in the last week that's going to help you be prosperous, help you move forward, maybe take your family to another level. As always, we got another great show today, yo, you know what I'm saying? What are we going to talk about? Actually, we're going to talk about drunk driving is what we're going to talk about. I'm going to start out talking about this movie, man. This movie came out back in the day, like 2014-ish, starring Samuel L. Jackson is one of the jokers in the movie. Another cat, he's in the movie as well. He's also a main character. His name is, Dominic Cooper is his name, as a matter of fact. So you got Samuel L. Jackson, you got Dominic Cooper. So the dude Dominic Cooper, he was a lawyer of some degree, and he was just celebrating winning a real big case. So he was on his way to, you know, to the big leagues, we'll say. So he wins the case, you know, looking real good. He's the knight in shining armor sort of cat. And what ends up happening is, while he's out celebrating his victory in court, he has a little too much to drink. Now, he had already promised his lady that he wouldn't drink. Or if he did drink too much, he wouldn't drive. So there was already some sort of history possibly there where, you know, he had maybe some sort of small history of driving drunk, or she just knows how we operated. So she, you know, had him promise that he wouldn't drink and drive. So that's what he started out doing. Now, after they finished having drinks, you know, they could have called. He could have called a cab. He could have, I guess, I don't know if Uber was around back then. But either way, he had other options. He could have called his wife to actually come get him. But, you know, he didn't do that. So anyway, he started out not driving, and then whatever happened, he thought somebody was going to steal his car. As a matter of fact, that is what happened. Saw some people kind of congregated around his car. He told himself, man, you know what? I got it. I'll drive. So as the movie goes, as he's driving home, guess what happens? Somebody flashes. It's like a dude flashes in front of his car, like a homeless cat or something like that, flashes in front of his whip. And he crashes right into the dude and kills him. So now, you know, that's a bit real big problem for anybody. And you don't have to be a lawyer for that to be a problem for you. But this dude, like I said, being a lawyer is even worse than that, because he could have some serious ramifications when it comes to his credentials as being a lawyer. So what does he do? He basically covers his tracks. He leaves the scene. Hold on. He handles it all the wrong way. So name of the movie, Reasonable Doubt. So this is what that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about drunk driving and the propensity of hitting somebody is what the main thing is that we're talking about here. So, you know, a lot of negative things can come from drunk driving. Even if you don't hit somebody, if you just happen to get pulled over, you know, the cop could, you know, do the breathalyzer test, and before you know it, you could have another situation on your hands as well. So that's what we're talking about today. So we're going to talk about some things like that, and we're going to go from there. So we just introduced the topic, drunk driving, driving under the influence of alcohol, you know, where you don't know what you're doing, your vision's impaired, your judgment's impaired, those sorts of things. So in a minute, y'all, we're going to come back and we're going to politic this thing. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, we're back from break. Thanks for joining us again. Hey, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge, and we're here. So, like I said before the break, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about drunk driving. And in particular, we want to talk about ending drunk driving. So, you know, before we politic the things, man, and this, you know, we talk about all the time on this show, I like to solve problems that exist and for the everyday man in society. So here it is again, man. We're talking about drunk driving is something that's running rampant all over the country, if not probably all over the world, but definitely a lot of drunk driving going on out here, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. But in particular, like I said, we're talking about alcohol. So here's what we're going to say, man. I want to start this episode or continue the episode because what got me on this topic was I saw a headline that's in the news recently or whatever, and it was about a Houston cat from Houston, man. And the dude's name was Clyde Thompson, right? So Clyde Thompson was a high school basketball player, right? So back in 2019, we're going to take it back to 2019. So just indulge me for a sec. Back in 2019, you got this young brother named Clyde Thompson, him and one of his partners, they're coming home from basketball practice, right? They're walking home from basketball practice, and actually, while they're walking home from practice, they got hit by a drunk driver. So what happens to the young dude, Clyde Thompson? Well, he got hit by the drunk driver, but he didn't die. He actually was in real bad shape. He was so bad off, and his brain was actually messed up for a while. He was so bad off that they had to put him in a coma so that way his brain could heal and, you know what I'm saying, give him a better chance of living. As everything worked out to his favor, he actually ended up surviving the crash after several, you know, surgeries and going through, you know, the normal rigors of just trying to recover from something that traumatic. And he actually started basketball for his high school the following season. So he actually recovered and was, you know, doing his thing. So, you know, kudos to the doctors. Kudos to, if you believe in the higher power, kudos to everything, because my man, he overcame an obstacle that, you know, a lot of people unfortunately have succumbed to. And it's crazy because the doctors only gave him like a 50% chance of living. So, you know, it's one of those 50-50s. It could go your way, it could not go your way. And fortunately for him, it went his way. Now, if you remember a second ago, I said was as in past tense. So unfortunately, the same dude, like I said, was past tense. He's not here anymore. He passed away. Now, what do you think happened? And you know, if I'm telling this story, you know how I do with my anecdotes. Sometimes, most cases, they're tied into what we're talking about. So just recently, the same cat, Clyde Thompson, was driving his Altima. He had an Altima, driving his crib, driving his whip. And what happens? About 2 o'clock in the morning, he got crashed into by somebody driving some sort of pickup truck. I think it was a Chevy pickup truck. Got crashed into. And unfortunately, he didn't survive this time. He ended up dying. Now, the illest part about it is not only was he killed in this accident, but it's suspected that the person who hit him was under the influence of alcohol, just like the person who had hit him a couple years back in 2019, except for that's the one he survived. So I say that to say it's obviously a problem with drunk driving if one individual, 2 years apart, happened to have the bad luck of being hit by a drunk driver two times. So that's not a coincidence. It's not an anomaly. It's actually, well, his situation may be the anomaly as far as getting hit by two drunk drivers and dying the second one. But the occurrences of drunk driving, in my opinion, is not an anomaly. I mean, we can see this right here. This story right here lets us know that it's happening a whole lot. And most cases when it's happening, more than likely the people are just making it home safely or not killing somebody. So it turns out it looks like they may have gotten home safely, but maybe they crashed themselves and dinged up the car. Maybe they, crashed the car into something that, you know, nobody really reported. So either way, from what we can tell, though, this thing is happening a whole lot more than what we think. And that's why we're talking about it. We got to find a way to end this. And before we get into strategizing ways to end this, you know, I was just thinking furthermore about this story and this young cat who got killed by the drunk driver, Clyde Thompson. He actually, was wanted to go to college to be a physical therapist, so that way he could help people overcome injuries, whether it be a car accident or just whatever sort of physical injuries he could help them overcome, the same way that when he was going through his fight, the physical therapists and people of the sort helped him overcome his plight. So he, you know, just was real mindful about giving back and helping people the way he was helped, which is kudos to this young dude. Seemed like he was all right dude just from what the current reports are anyway. But, you know, we don't need people like that leaving this earth. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to strategize and we're going to talk about how we can get better. So I think in order to get this whole thing going, man, the whole conversation about drinking and driving or whatever, we need to understand exactly what it is. So like I said a minute ago, you know, driving under the influence, all that good stuff. But one thing I want to say is what different states call it something different. So, you know, you might hear the terms driving under the influence. You might hear driving drunk. You might hear something like driving while intoxicated. So, you know, that may be important to you depending on if you just caught up in the terminology. But another thing we need to know about drinking and driving, drunk driving, we need to know exactly what it is. So if you have like a blood alcohol concentration level, they call it a BAC, a 0.08, you know, that's enough for it to be a crime. So one thing people need to do to help end this drunk driving, you need to understand exactly what it is. It's not necessarily that you're walking out of a club or a bar falling over, you know, the tables as you're walking out, or you're leaving the family's cookout and you pass out drunk and wake up and try to drive. It may not be that. We're talking about from the legal standpoint. You may feel fine to drive. You may be operating in your mind as you think you normally would if you hadn't had a drink. And guess what? It's possible that you very well may, because what we do know is that some people handle different levels of alcohol better than others. For example, I don't drink. It's not my thing. Never have. So let's just be clear. You know, I might take a drink and it affects me one way. And then one of the homies of mine who drinks and, you know, been drinking for years, they'll have the same drink and it may affect him differently. Also, you know, there's other factors that go into it. When's the last time you had a drink? How many drinks you had? Also, you may need to consider what is your weight? Are you 6'7"? Are you 4'5"? Do you weigh 300 pounds? Do you weigh 120 pounds? What type of liquor was it? So these are some things we need to consider, because most people don't walk around with a alcohol breathalyzer test, so that way you can test your own alcohol level before you take a drive. So, you know, these are just some things you need to be aware of. So there's really not going to be an easy way for you to determine if you're drunk or not from the legal standpoint. Like I said, again, it's not always about just falling out drunk and everybody knows you're staggering and overly friendly, or some people get drunk and they get overly aggressive, you know. It may not be that, but from a legal standpoint, if something goes wrong behind that wheel, the first thing they're going to do is ask you if you've been drinking. And if they determine you've been drinking, they're going to ask you to take a breathalyzer. Now, if you refuse the breathalyzer, you're automatically, in the laws of the rules of the law, you're automatically considered drunk. And if you go down to the police department and take the breathalyzer and that 0.08 registers higher than the 0.08, guess what? You're drunk there too. So again, these are some things that you don't really want to get into a math game. So my best advice is to just not drink at all if you're going to be driving. So now that we got that out the way, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take a break. Oh, but before we take a break, actually, another thing, if I didn't say it, most states, you know, they consider 0.08 to be the drunks, you know, the drunk side of things. Also, if you're underage, you shouldn't be drinking at all. Now, we know how that goes. A lot of people celebrating graduations or just hanging out with the homies, the homegirls, and they go out there and get drunk or even have a drink. Now, if you shouldn't have any alcohol in your system if you're underage. So for the underage drinkers out there, you could potentially be putting yourself in harm's way. If you drive, even though you're not drunk, and even though you may register under the legal limit, you're not supposed to be in possession or drinking alcohol, so you could get yourself in some trouble that way. So I'm just dropping some science on some how you could not get yourself in some trouble. But listen, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. What's up, everybody? We're back. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We're here again, man, and we're still continuing this conversation about drunk driving. And as this story is going on, we got something currently in the headlines. NFL player who is in the headlines right now for the same sort of thing. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. But I actually want to just bring the light about how common this thing is and just how often it's happening. Back in 2009, there was another NFL player, used to play for the Cleveland Browns back then, and his name is Dante Stallworth. And he actually pleaded guilty to DUI manslaughter after he killed a construction worker down in Miami. And he killed him because he was under the influence. And I'm not saying he killed him before because he was under the influence, but he killed the dude while he was under the influence. And his blood alcohol level was actually double, well, not quite double, but almost 1.5 times the legal limit. So here it is. This is not a problem that's only plaguing the common man. It's not just the dude who works a 9-to-5 and went out to have a good night with his fellas and had a drink or two. Now, even famous people, millionaires, you know, who making a lot of money, and a lot of times we think that they're making better decisions than the common man. Even this cat, like I said, Stallworth actually killed this guy. He was a older gentleman and he ran him over and ended up killing him. So either way, the common man, this is plaguing the educated man, the star, the football player, the millionaire, whoever. Everybody is influenced by what's going on. You could either be the joker being influenced, or you could be the influencer, meaning that you could be the one, you could be the rich cat getting killed by somebody who was drinking and driving, or you could be the person who was killed by the rich cat. So it doesn't matter who you are. Either way, we still need to all follow these same rules, man. And it's a lot to lose when we're talking about you just out here living recklessly, because that's exactly what it is. It's reckless. It's dangerous. And I'll just say this just to keep going along the theme. A lot of people swear they can handle their liquor. I hear it all the time. Like, nah, man, I'm good. I could drive, man. I'm good. I could drive. I got it. Ain't about nothing. You know, I do this all the time, which is a crazy thing to say anyway. But, you know, it seems to be pretty common, like I'm saying. And that's the whole point of this episode. But even if you are that person who thinks that you got it, it doesn't really matter if you got it or not, because even if you get into a car accident and nobody's hurt, you still got a lot to lose if they run your if they do the breathalyzer test and comes back that you have something to drink. Yo, let's just look at it like this. A lot of states, if you get a DUI, what you looking at? They could suspend your license, and they could suspend it for a month, 6 months. They could spend it up to a year. I mean, really depends on the circumstances of the situation and whatever they feel like doing. So just as a deterrent, because this is what we're talking about here, trying to deter people from living recklessly like this. Listen, if they suspend your license, then that's going to limit your mobility. How are you going to get to work if they suspend your license? You know what I'm saying? You got your finances are in jeopardy. And you got to hope that they're willing to give you some sort of temporary license that's good between a certain number of hours so you can get to work. And that may be the case sometimes, and sometimes it's not. But the whole thing is, why even gamble? So let's not even do it. What else? You know, you're talking about, like we talked about jail time, of course, just as a deterrent, don't do it. You might have to pay a bunch of fees and fines. And if that's the case, I'm hoping that this drink and driving drunk isn't worth your hard-earned money that, you know, you're putting in 40 hours a week somewhere, maybe even more, just so you can have a couple dollars and then see your money go down the drain. So, again, it's just some things that we're talking about to keep people from doing it. I hope everybody out there is listening. There's a lot of people who drink and drive that hit somebody, crashed somebody, killed themselves or a passenger, and thought to themselves, after the fact, man, I never saw this happening. And remember this, if you're drinking and driving, you're drunk, your alcohol level is above the legal limit, and you kill your passengers, you can go down for their lives being lost too. So it's not even just a thing of somebody who's in the other vehicle. The people in the car, which you need to be just as mindful of what's going on. If they know you had a drink, they need to keep you from driving. So all you people out there who are passengers, yo, snatch that man keys. Somebody has to have a high level of discernment. So let's just keep this thing in mind. And it's a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, depending on what you're doing, some jobs, they don't play like that. They might fire you. Never know. So again, we're talking about ways to, or hopefully I'm saying these things as a deterrent to keep people from doing it. You know, that's what we're about on this show. We're about trying to help people live better, make better decisions, and hopefully the better decisions they make help their families move forward. And also the better decisions they make can keep them from hurting somebody else. And this is one of the situations that we're talking about. So listen, in a second, we're going to come back with a guest. We haven't had one in a few weeks. We got my man Phil coming on the show, and we're going to talk about this very thing, man. We're going to talk about some ways to stay away from it and maybe how to help keep us from doing it. So in a minute, y'all, we got Phil coming back. And we're actually going to talk about Henry Ruggs, who is the most recent, and I'm saying the most recent, but headlining dude, used to play for the Raiders. They just recently cut him because he actually killed somebody while being under the influence of alcohol. So, like I said, we're going to bring Phil on the show, and we're going to politic. We're going to strategize like we do. So listen, y'all, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back in a minute. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge, y'all. All right, everybody, we're back from break. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. And as promised, like a minute ago, I said, I got my man Phil on the show today. He going to rock with us for a little bit. Hey, yo, Phil, shout out to people, Mo. Man, let them know you're here.
Yo, man, what's up? What's up, everybody? What's going on?
All right, yo, so that's my man Phil right there. So, Phil, you know, as we spoke off the air, the topic of conversation today is just ending drunk driving, man. And one of the vehicles we going to use to politic ways to end this thing. We was talking about the cat Henry Ruggs from the Raiders, man. So you familiar with the story as we already talked off air. So we just trying to get the people some insight on how we could be better and maybe get rid of this thing called drunk driving. So first of all, man, you know, let's recap the story from what you know and what I know. So the cat was over in Vegas. What was he at? Was he in Vegas?
Yeah, man. He was over in Las Vegas. And I think he was playing golf with his girlfriend, or, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So he was out for a night with his girlfriend. So this is going to be even more interesting because this cat, Henry Ruggs, we talking about, he actually, since we're talking about drunk driving, he actually was drinking and driving, or at least drunk while he was driving anyway. And it's reported that he was doing like 156 miles per hour in like a residential area.
Yeah.
You know what kind of car he was driving?
Oh, man. It was
Camaro. Yeah. It was definitely a sports car doing 156 miles per hour. So it was already, even if he wasn't under the influence, that's already highly egregious. And my man was definitely bugging either way. So what ends up happening, everybody, of course, is that the dude ends up killing somebody. Him and his girlfriend in the car, he doing 156. Matter of fact, it was a Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a vet. Right. That's right. It was a vet.
Right.
So they're doing 156 in the vet. They got a couple videos of him zooming down the street. And he ends up rear-ending somebody. And unfortunately, the lady he hit ended up dying. And so did her dog, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So pretty egregious. And now, what did they die? How did they die in the car crash? Was it just from impact?
Nah, man. Like, shoot. All right. So basically, the news reported that okay, so when Ruggs hit the girl, I guess he crashed into the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl was screaming out, you know, like she needed some help.
Okay.
And then 5 minutes later, the car just was on fire.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So listen.
Crazy.
So we talking about an accident that led to not only death, but what a lot of people would consider to be the most egregious death possible, if you believe in that sort of thing, is to actually be burned alive. So, and they said she's screaming and stuff like that. So highly flagrant way to go out. Nobody would ever want to go out like that. So now we know what happened. We know this dude broke the law. He was something like 2 times the legal limit. We got all of that stuff. So all right, Phil, we're going to do it like this, man, because on the show Level Up, we always trying to be better, put ourselves in a better situation than we were before. So I'm going to ask you this, man. So let's just do it like this. Let's say we're talking about advice here. So it's me, it's you, it's a couple of the fellas, let's just say, man. And whoever's car it is, that person wants to drive. What do you say somebody should do if they got a homeboy or homegirl or whatever who's trying to drive under the influence? What's your advice for this?
Man, listen, you know what I say all the time. But if you out here drinking and... Alright, so mainly the main thing is if I tell you, girl, listen, don't drive the car tonight, whatever, 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 and then you insisting on still driving.
Right.
Most likely what I'm going to do is, you know, and I know this might sound kind of crazy to some people, but listen, I'm going to, I mean, most likely, I'm probably going to knock you out.
All right, so you're saying it's gonna get physical. Now let me ask you this: Are you going straight to knocking out, or are you trying to wrestle the keys first?
I mean, I probably could wrestle the keys first.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a struggle, man, I'm not doing all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm gonna just put you to sleep real quick, and then we going home. Safe and sound, though.
Right. And I like what you said a second ago, because a lot of people, when they hear that first line when you said you're going to knock them out, it's like, wait a minute. Why would you knock out your homeboy? Why would you, not saying your homegirl, would you go out the homeboy? Why would you knock your homeboy out? And right. You know, when you first hear it, you definitely would kind of be taken aback. Like, wait a minute. You can't knock your friend out. But... when you look at things in totality in the bigger picture, and we're going to use this dude Ruggs right here, this cat Henry Ruggs. Now, he was with his girlfriend, and we'll get to that in a second. But let's say he was with one of the homeboys, and he's trying to drive. And we got option A. If we just ask anybody on the front, and we got option A. Option A is let him drive, and he kills somebody and goes to jail. Or option B is what you said.
Right,
like you said, try to tussle with the keys. If you could somehow or another coerce him to give up the keys, of course, we're going to try that first, you know, blackmail him, rules and whatever. But if that doesn't work, yo, and you'll say, let's say me, you knock me out. Hey, listen, if you knock me out and put me in the back seat of the car, that's still a whole lot better
than
me driving 156 miles per hour and killing somebody.
Right.
Because ultimately, I can come back from the getting knocked out. even if somehow or another the joker you knocked out, y'all wasn't friends anymore. If he took it that hard, then he really needs to look at himself and understand what you did was really to protect him from himself.
Right.
So I think a lot of people would say it's extreme, but sometimes, you know, extreme circumstances call for extreme solutions, and that just might be what it is. A lot of people won't feel like, you know, putting your hands on somebody is the right thing. But listen, if I tried to tell your bro, give me the keys, part two, I tried to snatch the keys, part three, I tried to wrestle the keys.
I tried to do all that, man. It didn't work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, see, hey, the thing is like this. Somebody's like that, somebody who's rich. Okay, so his whole circle is basically dependent on him.
Right.
So now, me personally, okay, boom. Okay, now, so if you're the football player in the crew, and then you're feeding me and my family, I'm not about to let you drive this car, then my whole life is over.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to try to get away from you first.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And if that don't work, I promise you, I'm going to put you to sleep, and in the morning, I'm going to tell you, let's go do something else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean,
yeah.
You know,
and
if you're still mad at me, hey, well, then fine, whatever. Okay, let's say you tell me, okay, cool, we're going to be friends no more. That's fine. But I just saved you from jail time, you know, from like guilty conscience.
Right.
And you know, yada yada yada. So hey, you know what I mean? You know, so hey, if the cost is that is our friendship, then so be it.
Yeah. And see, and I, again, I like where you're coming from, because sometimes you gotta take a hard stand. And And that just might be what it is, because one thing, he definitely can't drive. And then even sometimes with a person who's driving, let's say he's the ride and they don't want to give up the keys and you're supposed to ride with the person. So a lot of people even get in the car and let that person drive and put their lives in harm's way as well. And we got to get past that, man. And actually, Phil, before you came on air, man, I was telling a story about a young dude who had actually, back in 2019, he got hit by a car, drunk driver, almost died, right? And then survived. They gave him like a 50% chance to live. He ended up surviving. And then in 2021, he got hit by another drunk driver and actually died. One cat got hit by a drunk driver twice. So it's obviously some real madness going on out here, man. And guess what? Sometimes if it takes for somebody to put their homeboy in the chokehold or chip them up a little bit to get those keys, and maybe they'll be the one driving. Hey, it's just what's necessary. Sometimes it takes that. And you got to be willing to save your homie from himself. Hey, you do got to be willing to put the friendship at stake, because you could save the Joker's life.
Yep.
And somebody else's. It ain't just about the homeboy's life, because obviously, you know, somebody else can be on the other side of it. So good stuff. So listen, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back in a minute with Phil, and we're going to go a little further with this thing. So everybody take a break. Let's level up with Ryan Hodge. All right, good people, we back again. Thanks for coming back from that break with us. So listen, we still got Phil here. We're still talking about ending drunk driving while intoxicated, or whatever you want to call it. We still got Phil here. So Phil, we're going to just keep the conversation going. And anybody who's just joining us, man, we were talking about an NFL cat named Henry Ruggs. He was just recently arrested a couple weeks ago for driving while drunk. And Phil, you said a second ago, if you know the homies are out, and, you know, something goes down with the dude trying to drink, and you said you put him to sleep if you have to. So that's cool. Now, that's man to man, obviously, two dudes. But we're going to talk about this Ruggs cat, because not even necessarily but him, but even just a female in that situation. So Ruggs was with his girlfriend at the time when everything went down. So you got to figure she's more than likely not as big as he is. He's an NFL professional player. So my question to you is, what could the girlfriend have done or had done to keep Ruggs from getting in this situation if she could have? Any insight you got for us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. Okay, so if I was her, I mean, you know, I would have probably called the cops on her.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, there's no way possible I would have let my husband or my, you know, whatever you call it, baby father, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, okay, listen, he's drunk, he's rich, you got his child.
Right.
So basically, he's probably supporting her, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case is.
Right.
I'm not letting him leave that golf place under no circumstances. I'm either going to have to fight him a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But more than likely, you know, I probably would have called the cops.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the cops would have came, and then that's it after that.
Yeah. So, all right. So, that's good. So, listen here, peoples. We talking about serious consequences for somebody driving under the influence. You know what I'm saying? So what my man Phil is saying, I mean, I could rock with it, because if she would have called the cops on him, he probably wouldn't have driven away. And if somehow or another he did manage to leave before the cops got there, guess what? They probably would have been able to catch up to him or anything like that long before he got to crash into somebody. So guess what? Her calling the cops may not have been the popular answer. However, it may have been the best answer, because we know what happened. Like we said a second ago, he ended up crashing, killing a lady and a dog. So So sometimes these hard decisions have to be made. And when you find somebody, especially, we're going to call them the meal ticket. Like you said, Phil, I mean, that's a fiance, baby daddy, or whatever you want to call it. Listen, he's the meal ticket. And even just from a human sympathy standpoint, you just want to protect him anyway, aside from him being a meal ticket. So, hey, I like that, man. Hard decision. But call the cops. Tell him if he gets behind the wheel, knowing he's inebriated, that you're going to call the cops. Hey, listen, he might be mad, and that's all good, but I bet you in the morning, he would have been saying to himself, you know what? I dig why she did it. If he was mad on the side of the road, that's one thing. But in the morning when that alcohol wore off or whatever, later in the day, more than likely, homie would have been like, yo, she had my back. She did what she needed to do to keep me and my family safe. Can't be mad at that. Cool.
Yeah.
Right. Can't be mad at that.
Nah, man. And, I would have called the cops on him. And I mean, really, and look at this. The most would have happened is, okay, the cops would have came.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, he probably would have got fined. Okay, cool. You're going to get a fine from the league. Where they going to fine you? $50,000.
Right.
I think he just signed a contract for like $8
million. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? $50,000 is pocket change.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll take the fine, and the cops going to come, yada, 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 whatever. And then, you know, whatever the case is. But, you know, her, I think she did him a disservice. I feel like, you know what I mean, like she should have been driving the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. But that's just my opinion. I mean, you know.
Right. And look, yeah. so that's another strategy right there. I mean, aside from, you know, calling the cops, aside from putting your mans to sleep, listen, you said a mouthful right there. She should have been driving. Mm-hmm. She should have been the designated driver. If he was messed up like that, clearly he was, if he was doing 156. 156 miles per hour is extremely fast anywhere. I think if you went to Germany and was on the Autobahn over there, I think 156 is still you moving. But in America, man, I don't think I've been on a highway in America where the speed limit has been higher than 70. You know what I'm saying? That's just to my primitive knowledge, but I don't think so. He's doing double that and some. So no, really. So again, people, so what we're hearing here is another piece of advice is have a designated driver. That could have been the girlfriend, the person you're with who didn't drink or who was in better shape. Designated driver. And since, and while we're talking, I mean, and it's a whole lot of car share services out here. You're talking about Uber. We're talking about Lyft. And then on top of that, you got to have a homie or somebody. When you're talking about you making millions, yo, in his case, yo, you got to have somebody that's your driver. And if you know you're going out for drinks and you know you like to indulge, you just got to have a designated driver. Your baby mom got to be the one that's not driving.
Yeah, you know.
Not drinking, I'm sorry.
Right. But then at the same time, check this out, though. From what I was reading, okay, the league, they got a car service of players.
Wow.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So there's no reason why, not at all.
Yeah. So okay, yeah. we're talking about for in his situation especially, so they even have a service per his team, per the league. They have a car service that'll come get you. So this goes right back to what I'm saying about the whole overall drinking and driving. It's reckless. Even with all these different outs, people are still choosing to get inebriated and get behind the wheel of the car. It's just not worth it. Yo, sleep it off. Just stay where you're at. We giving advice here. Stay at the location you're at. Sleep off the drunkenness. Call somebody who hadn't been drinking to come get you. And especially if you got access to a ride share service, I mean, come on. This is just a no-brainer. A lot of times people think they got it and you don't. Don't gamble, because we're seeing this thing happening too many times. So what else, man? And then what's at risk here? For this cat, we know it was at risk, obviously, his freedom. And that's for anybody, your freedom. And even if you don't kill anybody, you're still talking about higher insurance rates if you get convicted of having a DUI. We know that. Depending on your job situation, you might lose your job. It's possible. All sorts of things. We're talking about jail time. We're talking about fines. Hey, listen, how about you might just crash your car? Maybe you get away with it. Maybe you crash your car. Maybe your license gets suspended. So we're talking about a whole bunch of things that can limit the way you move around in your daily lives off of a couple drinks that, hey, the drink isn't the problem, it's you.
Yep.
Uber is definitely out there. They're coming to pick you up. Lyft is coming to pick you up. And, hey, shucks, if you got a homeboy or something like that, or a girlfriend or whatever, yo, you call up the right person, they're going to come get you too.
That's a fact.
So,
matter what time it is.
Right, it's exactly right. Doesn't matter. If they get that phone call, they coming to get you.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, man. Hey, Phil, we appreciate your time, man. Just wanted to politic some things. Even though, like we said a second ago, some people might say it's extreme, but yo, my man Phil said it right. Yo, if you got to tussle with your mans to get that key from him and put him to sleep, hey, guess what? In the morning, he gonna see things your way because you saved him from himself.
Yep.
And if he doesn't, hey, man, unfortunately, if he doesn't, maybe he's not the friend that you thought he was. Let's just do it like that. Because if you're acting in somebody's best interest and they take it the wrong way, hey, maybe that's on them. But it's a line from New Jack City that said, am I my brother's keeper? And they all used to yell, yes, I am. Well, guess what? You are your brother's keeper. And that's one way to keep your brother. You got to keep him safe if you can. If he's acting out whatever way it is, and you got a solution to keep him safe, you got to do it. That's how you keep your brother. Hey, Phil, I'm going to let you go, man. We appreciate you on the show, man. Until next time.
Yeah, man. Later.
All right, everybody. This your boy, Ryan Hodge, and I'm about to sign off, man. Y'all know what that music means. It's almost over. It's done. It's pretty much out of here. Listen, we got to thank my man, Phil, for coming on the show. You know what I'm saying? Dropped a couple pieces on us, you know. He said, hey, sometimes to keep your homie from drinking and driving, you might have to put him to sleep. It's extreme, but guess what? It may keep somebody safe. It may keep somebody from losing everything, including their lives. Also, yo, catch that Uber, that Lyft. Yo, if you're drinking, if you're going out by yourself, don't drink. If you do go out and drink, have a designated driver. Simple stuff, yo. It's not as hard as we making it. And if you don't, you know, at least you got to know that you can't overindulge anyway. So bang, that's what we're saying. That's how we're going to finish it up. Also, before we go, like always, we got to thank Hindsight Media Radio for making this possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One more time, hit that website, RyanHodgeBooks.com, for all your reading needs. Got some stuff up there for you, you know what I mean? Hey, listen. Until next time, I want to thank y'all. But until next time, hey, listen, this has been another great episode. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Later.